This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with co-host and Providence Business News editor, Mark Murphy. Mark.
Hey, Dave.
And our guest is former Providence Mayor Joe Paolino, now a major developer in Rhode Island, who, along with a couple of other partners, has some big plans for the Newport Grand Slots Parlor, with a big if attached. Joe, welcome.
Hi, nice to be with you, Dave. Good to be with you, Mark.
Basically, in general, what's your plan for Newport Grand, the plan with you and your partners?
Well, we're looking to invest about $40 million into that facility. It's really not that attractive of a building on the outside. It's got that ugly slot sign on it. So when you come off the Newport Bridge, it's not a very inviting kind of building. And it doesn't conform really with what Newport is. So we want to make it into more of a Monte Carlo look. And it's very boutique. It is what it is. It's not going to be massive like a Foxwoods or a Mohegan Sun. But it's going to be a boutique entertainment facility that casino gaming would be a component, and a large component, by the way. But there's going to be other things. It's going to be some shopping and some shops inside, a spa treatments, and you'll also see entertainment in regards to music, try to bring in venues like when Tony Bennett comes in or Billy Joel or Jimmy Buffett. And that's, number one, going to help the business, but at the same time, it gives some diversity to our entertainment structure. And we want to landscape that area. Right now you have an ugly tar parking lot there. There's no green, no flowers, no trees, nothing that's very inviting. And we want to change all that. And that's why we have put together a rendering to show people what we want this to be. We want them to see that this is our vision.
So this would not reach the level of what you could call a resort casino?
No, not at all. Although we'd like to see it 12 months a year, and let people game and stay in Newport. They could stay at the Marriott Hotel. They could stay at Goat Island. They could stay at the Treadway and then be able to visit there when they want to visit there. And if they want to come for a nice spa treatment, a wife or a husband could get a nice spa treatment. They could play whatever gaming activities that they enjoy and, again, be part of an entertainment. Maybe Billy Joel comes in and sings something different than what they presently have today.
If I understand it correctly, a condition of the sale going through is table games being approved by both the state and the city of Newport. Is that right?
Correct.
The state approved it before on a ballot initiative, but the city rejected it. Why do you think that you will be able to convince the residents of Newport to say yes to this, you know, sort of expanded gaming concept?
Well, I think a lot has changed since then. Number one, there's been a real threat by Foxwoods where they're going to spend about $1 billion on Route 24 right in Fall River. And so right now, if that just stays as a slot parlor and Foxwoods gets built, why would anybody want to go there? I think you'll see over a couple hundred people out of work, and there'll be a lot of potential people who could get jobs, won't get jobs, and you would see a sharing of close to $30 million between both the city and the state would be lost in revenues. Because if you're coming from, let's say, Cape Cod, and you wanted to go to Newport, all of a sudden you see this great facility in Fall River, and it's Foxwoods. They got $1 billion. Why would you want to pass that, pay a toll on the Saconic Bridge, travel to a slot parlor that's kind of old and dreary looking, and then pay a toll on the Newport Bridge to leave? There's no logic to that. So if this gets passed, the threat of Foxwoods is a key ingredient in that, and the loss of jobs and the loss of revenue to the city and the state is real. The second thing that's different is that you have three local investors that all have, I think, very good track records to look at. You have Peter DeSavri, who built Carnegie Abbey, built a beautiful facility down there in Portsmouth. He sailed in the America's Cup races back in the early 80s defending the Brits. He was the captain of the ship. And he's owned about five or six different homes and businesses in Newport. And every time he bought something and improved it, it was a lot better than when he found it. You have Paul Roif, who has a wonderful reputation, a Cranston native, who developed Bonnet Shores Beach Club, who owns 15 Beacon Street Hotel in Boston, St. Batal Hotel in Boston. He owns about five or six different restaurants, Mistral, Sorrelina, and a number of other restaurants in Boston, all high class, all very beautiful. And he just bought the Clarendon Court, the Von Bulow estate, on Bellevue Avenue, and he's going to be living there. And you have myself, where we own the Brown and Howard Marina in Newport. We built some beautiful residences there, 16 beautiful condos that are very attractive and add, I think, to the waterfront, I don't want to say skyline, but waterline of Newport. So if anybody looks at what we have invested in and done, they see success there. And so the other area also is that there was a fallacy that in the last election there was rumors that this place would be moved. It's not going to be moved. It's going to stay right where it is. A casino or any facility like that does not belong anywhere in Newport, not on Bellevue Avenue, doesn't belong in downtown, doesn't belong in the waterfront. It belongs right where it is. And from my standpoint, Mrs. Hurley did a wonderful job upgrading the fire code, the building code. The inside of that building is in very good shape. The infrastructure is there. Now it needs us to do the facade on the outside so that people think that it conforms with the character of Newport.
Developer and former mayor of Providence, Joe Paolino, is our guest on The Bottom Line here on Rhode Island Public Radio. Continuing with that theme, connecting with the rest of the city, how would you see the potential new complex's relationship with the Newport economy, with the Rhode Island economy?
Well, I think it can only help, because if it goes out of business, you're going to see the state budget is going to get hurt dramatically. And at one time, the state of Rhode Island received close to $50 million a year in revenue. Today, they receive around maybe $27, $28 million a year in revenue. It's going to continue to decline. And so that's real money for the state. The jobs, are critical to Newport. We're going to put together a program that if somebody, when we get added jobs out there, that this is going to be a priority to Newport residents. Let Newport benefit from that. And we even want to suggest that maybe what the state should look at is maybe even share in some of the table game revenue with the people of Newport, so they can see that they're going to get an additional benefit by letting this get passed. So I think all that's very critical in having $40 million invested, having more jobs invested, all the ancillary businesses that are going to do business there, if it's the plumber, the electrician, the HVAC, if it has to do with the baker that's going to be doing food for the facility, whatever. All that, I think, is all integral into the success of that place.
One of the criticisms, actually, of Diane Hurley, the owner of Newport Grand, leading up to the last election, was there really was kind of a lack of communication about the importance of Newport Grand to the Newport economy. How do you propose to make the points that you just made here to the folks, the voters in Newport, so that they'll be more inclined to approve it?
Peter DeSavri, Paul Reuf, and myself are going to be reaching out to people. We're going to be reaching out to promote what we want to do, let people see it, let them feel it and touch it and taste it, let them really be a part of this. We want to also talk to the people that maybe are against it. But if somebody thinks that they're going to stop gaming in Newport, gaming is there. Anybody thinks it's not there is kidding themselves. It is there. This is just an additional component to make this place more successful and give us the opportunity to make a $40 million investment there. I'll be speaking to the Chamber of Commerce, business. We want to do a partnership with the hotels, a partnership with the restaurants, so that when people come to Newport Grand, they can then go there and stay at the hotel, go into the restaurants, and let us hopefully become a feeder. If we become an attraction, let us help feed to the rest of Newport more commerce and business.
And we'll have to leave it there.
Oh, wow. It went fast.
That did go fast. We will catch up with you again as this process continues. Developer and former Providence Mayor Joe Paolino has been our guest on The Bottom Line. Joe, thank you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thanks to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.